The average college student can spend up to $900 a year on books. The Board of Regents plans now to develop guidelines to help out. This includes having professors announce their text selections as early as possible, so students have more time to find the best deals. Another is to have professors order just the text, as opposed to bundled versions that come with extras like workbooks and CD-ROMs that drive up the price. UW System spokesman David Giroux says this is pretty new territory for the Regents.
The university sets tuition. The university decides how much it costs to live in a residence hall. But up until now, we've left students on their own to grapple with the rapidly rising cost of college textbooks. This is something that really is in the hands of our faculty, so this is not something we can simply dictate.
Giroux's faculty will be encouraged to use textbook editions as long as possible, and only order the newest edition when the content's been significantly updated. Another initiative is to promote book swaps among students. UW-Madison sophomore Chris Tiernan organized one last January.
We saved over $10,000 for students compared to if they had bought their books from the bookstore.
The Regents are also encouraging electronic texts. Already, UW-Madison professor John Carl Schultz has assigned one for his fall economics course that can be downloaded for free. The Regents will meet next Thursday to discuss the guidelines and eventually a formal policy on textbook affordability. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.